Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, the middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing merging with the new covenant Gentile anointing to really form what Paul calls the one new man. Literally, a new breed. And we're coming into a new time in the times of God. It's a new season, and we need the new breed. We need the anointing that are on the Jewish believers. We need the anointing that are on the Gentile believers. And it's exponential. When the two come together, it's greater than two. I mean, that's what Scripture is talking about. Have you ever wondered where it said one will cause 1,000 to flee, but two, that new breed, that one new man, will cause 10,000 to flee? My guests, by way of telephone, speaking to them at their home in South Beloit, Illinois, is Ben and Brenda Peters. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we found out that Ben came from quite a godly heritage of grandparents in ministry, and he went to Bible college, and he wasn't backslidden or anything, but he was just arrested by the Holy Spirit when he was asked in a simple dorm prayer meeting, what is your burden? And he realized he didn't have any supernatural burden for the loss, for anything. And at that moment, he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. His heart was changed, and he became such an intercessor for others that even as he explained it on yesterday's broadcast, you could hear the tears welling up within him. I could hear it in his voice. And then he began to have such a burden that he would wake up 2 hours early in the morning, and sometimes he'd never fasted before. Sometimes he would even fast breakfast because, Ben, you said to me, the presence of God was so wonderful, it was better than food.
It sure was. It sure was. And the incredible thing about it is that the scripture is true that says, they that sow in tears will reap in joy. Because it was my such a strong desire to see the power of God released again to bring souls to Christ. And just a couple of years later, a revival came to our city, and it wasn't the fullness of what I'd asked for, but it was the first fruits. And then in 1973, I traveled with a man of God that we had met, and he took me to Argentina, and I was just a young man still, but the power of God moved so mightily there that we had 6 weeks of nonstop miracles and salvation, souls being saved. He had a strong prophetic ministry that we partly inherited, I believe. And during that time, he would get words of knowledge for people. He would prophesy. He'd see visions. And people would be healed. And we had deaf and dumb, born three young men that were born deaf and dumb that were healed during those meetings. And I saw every other kind of sickness and disease healed in that time. And it was the most joyful time in my life. And I always remind people that the sow in tears will reap in joy. If you don't faint, you will see the results. When you pray in intercession and when there's tears flowing down your face, you know that the Holy Spirit has moved you to pray. And when He moves you to pray, He will fulfill the desires of your heart, and you will see those prayers answered.
I also have on the telephone Ben Peters' wife, Brenda. And Brenda really moves in very accurate prophecy. And I have some questions for Brenda. First of all, was there anything prophetic when you met Ben at Bible school and ended up marrying him?
Getting to know Ben was very special to me because I came from a non-Christian background, and I was learning in my quiet times that were assigned to us to listen to God. And after one of our missions meetings on a Friday night, I was working in Gratis, and I had been in the Bible College approximately half a year. And Ben came downstairs while I was setting up the tables, and I was talking to one of my girlfriends who was assisting me. And I looked up, and when I looked up and caught Ben's eyes, it was as if I was looking right into the depth of his heart. And I knew at that moment there was the presence of God, and I knew that that moment the Holy Spirit was there. Yeah, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, he's the one.
Well, how long did it take from that moment to the time you got married?
Probably 1 year. We were engaged within a year and married about a year and a half later.
All right, tell me, I'm very intrigued over your gift of prophecy. When did you realize you were prophetic, and how does it operate?
I didn't realize I was prophetic until I became a pastor's wife, and then we worked in a small country church, then served under a senior pastor who moved in the prophetic continuously. He had a strong gift of knowledge. And as I basically served and encouraged people all of the time. I had a need to encourage people. And I would always find myself looking for the qualities in their life and going past the negatives. And this actually became the roots of the prophetic for me on my journey.
Give me a few examples of how the gift operates with you. Maybe specific examples.
I realized that the prophetic was very strong on my life after taking classes on the prophetic for a season of time. And we went to a meeting under our leader, and he released us to prophesy. And he turned to me and he said, Brenda, I believe I'm supposed to give you the mic tonight. And we began to minister over a large group of pastors in Canada. When I took the mic, the presence of God came on me so strong. I began to prophesy with a powerful anointing. I began to speak into every pastor's life. There had to be about 20 pastors, a powerful word, and I knew that it was God because I could not have made any of that up.
Were you kind of like a little child that was just amazed that God used you like that?
I was.
And out of curiosity, does he operate in other prophetic areas with you, such as dreams or visions?
Actually, there are times when I'm prophesying and I'll get mental pictures or visions, and those visions or mental pictures will be related to the person that I'm standing in front of, and so I will speak into those pictures right at the same time I'm prophesying.
And when you see those pictures, is it like, do you have to have your eyes closed, or do you see them on top of the person, or what? I mean, I'm just plain curious. Tell me how it operates.
I understand. No, actually, it's a mental picture. I'm looking directly into their eyes. My eyes are wide open. There are times where I'll close my eyes and pray so that I can just grab the picture and the word I'm getting at the same time, and then I'll look into their eyes. But I'm seeing the picture similar to a mind. It's just a picture I'm getting in my mind.
Okay. What is God showing you currently?
I've had visions related to what's going on in the world in this hour. I have actually seen visions of angels in the heavenly realm, and it's as if there are lieutenant commander angels holding back the hosts of angels that are being prepared to release to assist us in bringing in the lost for the harvest that's talked about in the Bible. I have been getting excited because I'm seeing the youth going out in buses. I have actually seen visions of youth on stadium platforms and going out in buses and worshiping and opening the heavens for revival.
Well, I have to tell you, Brenda, I've never met you in person. At least I don't believe I have. Have we had our paths crossed?
No, I've seen you on television.
Okay, and of course I've never met your husband, Ben. But both of you, the presence of God is so strong on both of you. If I had to say to you, Brenda, what is the strongest passion you have within you? What would you say?
The strongest passion I have is to go deeper into the heart of God and then carry that presence everywhere I go, to raise up those that are broken and hurting. And I find myself with this urgency when I'm walking outside. I look for people to encourage. Walking in airports, I look for people to encourage. I just encourage them. God will give me a prayer for them, and I'll say, can I share this prayer? I'm getting a prayer for you, and then I'll prophesy into their lives. And they'll cry. Tears will happen. Grocery stores, I'll stand in the line, and the presence of the Holy Spirit will move on me, and I'll just begin to speak to the grocery clerk. You know, God has a prayer for you. Can I share it? And then they're crying. Bikers, I've ministered to bikers. I've ministered to truckers in truck stops. I just have this cry in my heart to raise people up from their brokenness and give them vision for how God sees them.
Okay, I've read your husband's book, Prophetic Ministry, and he says that everyone can move in the prophetic, which is God's method, that or signs and wonders, to arrest the non-believer's attention to preach the gospel. Do you believe that too, that everyone can move in prophecy?
Very definitely. When we were called out of our church, actually we received a prophetic word and about moving into the prophetic and traveling. And when we launched into that ministry, I found myself actually looking for places to get away with God. And I remember at a Baptist camp, I found a cross in San Diego and went up to the cross every morning in the early morning hours. And I would just lay on my face at the foot of the cross and put worship on and invite the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would show up, and I would be on my face in prayer 1 to 2 hours every morning experiencing his presence.
Now, the key was not that you found a particular place by a cross. The key was that you found a place and spent a few hours, quality hours, with God every day.
Exactly, with worship. And I really believe that the time that you just rest in the presence of God with worship and then open up the word and he'll speak to you. But it's a time to listen, and then you have some.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpocha, you want her husband's book, Prophetic Ministry, subtitled Strategic Key to the Harvest. There's an anointing on this book, just like you're sensing right now. And we're also going to include the CD from this week's interview, which will have a prayer of impartation. We're making the book called Prophetic Ministry and the CD available for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.